cancer in Stacy's own heart. We were out to dinner for our anniversary. At one point in the evening, I said, "You are a darling little girl." And she looked at me with a sort of "don't lie to me" kind of look. "Didn't you know that?" A long pause. "No." "Oh, sweetheart, you didn't know?" "I've seen the photos. I've seen glimpses into what a treasure she was. But life wrote a different message on her heart, and so I urged her, 'You must ask God what he saw. Take this to him. Take your question to Jesus. Ask him to show you your beauty, and then let him romance you.'" Romanced. It had been a long, busy day, and I left the boys with John and escaped into the night for some much-needed time alone. As I walked, I was dazzled by the splendor of the night, and I began to compliment God on the great job he had done. "It's beautiful, Lord. The stars are amazing." "I'm glad you like it, my darling." I stopped dead in my tracks. I blushed. Did the God of the universe just call me darling? Was that okay? I was warmed to the depths of my soul by the endearment, but I also wondered if I had made it up. Later that night, I began to read some scriptures before falling asleep, and my hand turned to the pages of the Song of Songs. My eyes fell to the words, "How beautiful you are, my darling." 1:15. How kind of God, for then I knew it had been him. The amazing love of God for me penetrated my heart in a new and deep way that night. He had spoken to me. This wild God of mine, who knows my every thought and intention, who sees my every failure and sin, loves me. Not in a religious way, not in the way we usually translate when we hear God loves us, which usually sounds like because he has to, or meaning he tolerates you. No, he loves me as a lover loves. Whoa. Longing for romance. A woman becomes beautiful when she knows she's loved. We've seen this many times. You probably have too. Cut off from love, rejected, no one pursuing her, something in a woman wilts like a flower no one waters anymore. She withers into resignation, duty, and shame. The radiance of her countenance goes out as if a light has been turned off. But this same woman, who everyone thought was rather plain and unengaging, becomes lovely and inviting when she is pursued. Her heart begins to come alive, comes to the surface, and her countenance becomes radiant. We wonder,